Welcome back to Purple Passion. It should be pointed out as we talk about MVPs, when we're talking about defensive players winning MVPs, a kicker has won it, as Matt pointed out. 1982, Mark Mosley.
Yeah. Oh, you were there in 82 again.
Yeah. That's right. He was neck and neck that year. Kick for kick. a lot of great special teams here today.
V for victory on the table.
Yeah. That's right. Hey, real quick, our rookies so far of the year, now, it was a clean sweep. We agree all the way across the board, Luck and RG3 have both been doing outstanding jobs.
Well, let me even say this, though. It was a little bit of a toss-up with Luck and Ryan Tannehill, because Miami was supposed to be nothing.
That's right.
And you're talking about Tannehill as far as why in the heck did you pick him to begin with at that pick, yet they're proven that he is, in fact, a dominant player.
But I think you could say the pressure that Luck had to still perform where he is right now going into it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He's tremendous to be able to. They have something bigger that they're playing for, right, that team. Yeah. And that's Chuck Pagano.
And speaking of which, too, as we break down two games this week, Miami and Indianapolis, because you guys just brought that up, rookie quarterbacks, first-year coaches, right now if the season ended today, both teams in the playoffs.
That's impressive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's impressive. That's getting your mind right as far as focusing in on a game not getting too big for you as far as both quarterbacks and the teams. I mean, I think that's impressive.
Good coaching. You could add into that.
Great. Who do you think wins this week when you talk about that Tannehill and Luck matchup?
Well, I think that Miami is the edgier team, although I do think that the way Indianapolis has played with a crazy, crazy touchdown in overtime, Andrew Luck, a little dump-off pass, who's running back and high, kind of pirouetted into the end zone. But I think if there was ever an edge, it would be Miami. Miami's coming off that big win against the Jets, too.
Yeah, I think so, too. They have a lot more experience on that team, too. The coaching staff's been together. I do think that it's going to be tough for Indianapolis to win that, even though it's at home.
All right, other game is Denver at Cincinnati. We talked about Peyton Manning. This guy is playing at a ridiculous rate right now. I mean, he is looking like an MVP. In his last four games, 12 touchdowns to just one pick. How do you see it? Maybe Denver could help us a little bit here.
Denver, I don't think it's so much what Peyton's going to do. It's going to be whatever Cincinnati can do to stop him. Because Cincinnati right now, they need a desperate win. They got to stop their bleeding right now. Three games in a row.
The biggest thing, though, has to be from A.J. Green and Andy Dalton. If you're going to have a big play maker on the other side of the football, with as far as what you've seen with Demaryius Thomas and Peyton Manning, you also, on the flip side of it, have to answer play to play as well. And that has to come from your quarterback and your big play wide receiver.
But you know what they're missing is that run game.
Yeah, they're missing that run game. And also keeping the ball out of Peyton's hands. The offense has got to maintain ball control during this game. And what you said about A.J. and Dalton is exactly
Don't
right.
Don't feed the beast. Right?
Do not give him the ball.
Let's get to our next Twitter question. In light of the remaining schedule for the Ravens, do you see Sunday as a must win? Ravens in Cleveland against the Browns. They beat them about a month ago. Ravens coming off a bye, coming off a loss, both of which they're very good at. They've great records coming off a bye, coming off a loss. Is this a must-win?
Look at John Harbaugh's comments in his presser earlier in the week where he was saying, yeah, this is a must-win game. I know they have to get to 7-2. This game, Oakland, real critical, because then they get into the teeth of their schedule as far as quarterbacks going up against a defense right now that's really struggling. I think this offense has to get its mojo back. Absolutely must-win game.
So the question is, what do you do to stop my brother from another, Trent Richardson? And defensively, they're going to have to.
He has been waiting to deliver the line. He did it well.
So, you know, what are they going to do be able to stop the run? And that's the key to it. You know, you got to get this guy off what he is doing, 133 yards last week. So, to me, that's the key, the linchpin for the Ravens.
Matt, what's the key this week when you talk about offensive line, defensive line? We've heard a lot about the struggles interior. What's the key this week?
What are you playing for? We all know in this room how passionate you have to be in this game. If these guys don't understand what they're playing for, who they're playing for, and carry that passion, that emotion on the field, because that's what it's going to take. We've got the right players. They're in the right position. I don't think you should be messing with anything. Let the guys play. They just got to play for something bigger than just themselves and not worried about their jobs and get out there and play football.
And that being said, though, that's where in the past you had that passion. You had guys creating havoc on the other side of the line of scrimmage or plowing away for Ray Rice if you're running the football. that's something that has been missing. So I don't know if it's – I definitely know it's not scheme because obviously they're in the right position. But you got to make the plays, and it definitely has to be that accountability factor from that's one guy to another.
Terrell Suggs. Terrell Suggs coming back into the lineup, playing last week as he did the two weeks ago. Yep. That was a huge uplift, I think, just to get out there to say, you know what, I'm back. I'm out there. I'm running around. There was no issues. To come back to have that guy anchor your side.
From a scheme standpoint, you're absolutely right. Having him as well as Haloti Ngata on the same side of the ball can put a little bit of doubt in the quarterback's mind of, do we slide protection that way? Or they have an overload blitz to this side? What do we do?
Don't wait for the other guy to get the job done. You've got to get the job done. And I say that with passion because too many times you're waiting on that guy to get it done and you're not taking care of business yourself.
Well said.
It's the Browns and the Ravens in Cleveland on Sunday. We'll be back here at Purple Passion with our final thoughts.